Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Well, good morning again. Today is the day that we honor the men and women who gave their lives defending our nation, fighting to acquire and to hold on to freedom. As a people, we've been through a lot. Looking at American history, the struggle really began with Queen Anne's War, continued on through the American Revolution. There were wars with the native population, the American-Algerian War, the Quasi-War of 1798, the Barbary Wars, the War of 1812, more wars with native peoples, Mexican-American War, the Civil War, the Opium Wars, the wars against the Joseon Dynasty, which is considered the first Korean War, the Egyptian War of 1882, still more wars against native peoples, the Samoan War of 1898, the Spanish-American War, the Banana Wars in South America, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Cold War, the Vietnam War, the Gulf War, Afghanistan, Yemen, Iraq, and many, many more than I have mentioned just now. The total official count is 108 wars. With 2.83 million combatants killed. That does not include Native American deaths who were fighting for their freedom in their country. That does not include civilian deaths or slave deaths, and it does not include Cold War deaths. I say this because whether we believe a particular war was justified or not, many have died defending or trying to gain freedom. And so today, we honor their memories. We set aside judgment. We simply honor the sacrifice. Today, the inspiration for me was inspired by an article I read when I was a child. I had an uncle who served in General George S. Patton's 4th Army. In World War II, he was at the front lines. He was at the Battle of the Bulge. He didn't talk much about his service, but he had saved every newsletter his battalion had ever had. And we used to like to read those when we were children. And I remember one particular article that changed my view. It was an article, and I don't remember who the interviewer was, but an interviewer was interviewing General George S. Patton. Now, General Patton was not particularly known as a warm, cuddly, peaceful person. I know I can hear some of you know history. But he was a warrior. He claimed to be a warrior. He said, "My role is to lead armies. And I incarnate whenever I am needed." And he said, he said, "I love war." And so the interviewer said, "So do all soldiers love war?" And he said, "Of course not." And they asked him, "What is the dream of every true soldier?" And he replied, "Every true soldier's dream is that there will one day be no more need for soldiers." That line, that sentence resonated with me down through the years, bringing me to this moment, where perhaps today the highest honor we can give those who died is to use the freedom they fought for to create a world of peace. Maybe we can finally create a world where every human being is able to shine like diamonds in the sun.
So as we think about
shining like diamonds in the sun, imagine what such a world would look like. Imagine a world where every human being had food, clothing, shelter, where every being lived with dignity, was empowered to shine. Imagine a world with no more war, no more violence. One of the things that we know to be the truth in unity is that all things begin in imagination. In a speech before Harvard University in 2008, J.K. Rowling said this: "Power your imaginations, because imagination will help you reconstruct your life." She went on to describe the idea and function of imagination in each of us in an intriguing way. She said, "It is inarguably the most transformative and revelatory capacity is the power that enables us to empathize with humans who experiences we have never shared." She claimed that imagination is the root of all creativity and innovation. Not only the uniquely human ability to picture the unreal, but the ability to imagine bridges. She went on to say, "We do not need magic to change the world. We carry all the power we need inside of ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better." Why is imagination important? It is because it is so lacking in our world. We have cut ourselves off from the phenomenon, attributing the lack of use of imagination to build a better world to the challenges in life. And yet, every choice we make, every idea we have, and every chance we have started as a thought in our head. We have the power to recognize and reframe our world, to recognize and reframe our beliefs in order to make them work in our favor. Imagination is a way to think outside of the box. It is the gateway to experiencing magic. It keeps us passionate about things in life. It opens the door to greater futures. It enhances our tenacity to make better plans. How can you use this capacity of imagination? I read a while back of three ways we can use imagination to break free of a trap that we have fallen into. The trap of imagining a world of war. Look at our media. Look at our popular entertainment. We thrive on war. We thrive on violence in the world of entertainment. Look at the way we communicate with one another. Words of violence, words of destruction, instead of words that build up, words that heal. So the first step is the letter D: desire a future state that is free, that is peace-filled. Ask ourselves, how do we visualize the results of our imagination? How do we visualize the results of our efforts? How do we see a task accomplished? What does it feel like? What difference does it make in our lives? Be specific about the details, whether they cover all of the aspects or not. The next letter is E: enable the future to be present in the now. Enable it. What are the necessary conditions that we have to achieve a goal? What kind of ecosystems will we build? What kind of environments? What kind of socioeconomic conditions? What kind of political works? How will I support that? Will I support it through changing my thinking? I read one time that Edwin Gaines said, "We have to think like a gardener who nurtures each flower to full bloom." What kind of flower are we nurturing? The final letter in this acronym, which is DEW, by the way, D-E-W, is W. What work do we do toward achieving this world? Once we have discovered the conditions, it is time to satisfy those conditions through specific, result-driven activities. It requires a paradigm shift, a paradigm shift to collaboration. What is the result of our efforts? What is the result that we desire? What is the definition of achievement? For us, in this moment, the result is peace. The definition is a world where everyone can be their true selves. And once we develop and use our imagination to do this, we can change our lives, or at least that part of it that is within our control. The only thing we need to keep reminding ourselves is that there are no limits to our imagination. It is we who refrain from war, refrain from violence, instead of refraining from unleashing the power of our imagination. Albert Einstein said, "Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world." Can you imagine a world of no more war? A world where everyone is one family? Can you imagine? So let us imagine a Memorial Day that celebrates not only those who made the greatest sacrifice, but those who made the new world possible. For it is true that the world we desire can only be created by those who are free. Not merely free of tyranny and oppression, but free of the glorification of war, free of the thirst for power by a few, and free of the causes of war. Imagine a world at peace. Imagine a world free from war. Imagine a world where everyone is free to become the human being they were born to be. And remember this, that what we believe ourselves to be in our imagination becomes reality. As they say, dreamers are the fortunate ones who see the dawn before the rest of the world does. Can you see the dawn of the new world? Can you see us building a world of peace, of harmony, of oneness? Up to this point, we have picked up guns and bombs to create that world. Beginning today, let us pick up our hammers and build the world of peace.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.